Blog Talk Radio.
This one's for the builders. The people who build this country. The people who get up every day and know it's a good day to make things better. This is the truck they've always trusted. Built like never before. Built for those who know that towing and torque and connectivity aren't truck ad cliches. They're things they use to make a living. It's for those who know that available features like active camera views and head-up display aren't just options. That towing innovations are way more than features. They're tools that see things differently. Built to improve how things will be built. Roads, bridges, schools, stadiums. With onboard scales to weigh whatever heavy thing you have before you build whatever heavy thing we need. With up to 2 kilowatts of Pro Power onboard to power miter saws, jackhammers, and tailgates where no one has ever tailgated before. And the truck is just the start. With Ford Pro Telematics that receives scheduled maintenance recommendations ahead of time. And a new upfit integration system, giving you productivity tools to fit your business. From a few contractors to the thousands of farmers responsible for the butter we put on our toast every morning. Yeah, this one's for the builders. The all-new 2023 Ford Super Duty.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. The those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the TextNow app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
Can't give life, it can only take it away. Oh, good God, y'all.
came in partying. This is the product of WBNN. This is Know Your Rights, and I'm your host, Terra Strength, on air now from Lagos, Nigeria. Call in, family, 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. Of course, this is brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. Before I begin, I would like to thank Brother Odeli and the O&E Dynasty family for giving me the opportunity to share my story and my perspective. The topic this evening is Spirituality, A New Perspective. Let's talk about your martyr with Terry Strength. Soul. Your soul is requiring you to heal deeper, to elevate past the hurt, to transcend beyond what happened, to let go of what and who no longer serves you, to protect your energy daily, to get the lesson, to master your thoughts and emotions, to forgive yourself, to love yourself unconditionally, and to honor your body temple, all in order to thrive and vibrate higher daily. And this was by Lala Dalia. So tonight, family, we're going to talk about what is your martyr, what is a martyr, or we're going to talk about it in a different way. We're going to go in a little bit. First of all, I'm learning about it. I'm working with someone who's going to be our surprise guest tonight. She's helping me to go deeper and to be better. And so we decided that we'd talk about this on one of these shows here to give you guys the opportunity to look inward. You know, it's very interesting. You know, I talk to a lot of my friends. You know, I have friends on dating sites, and they're out here in relationships, meeting people. Everyone is in somebody's space. Everyone is meeting people. And unfortunately, many of us are not doing the work. We're not doing the work of making ourselves better. We're walking around unaware, carrying all this baggage and all this anger and resentment. And the way we move in these relationships is manipulative, you know. And so one of the reasons why I have the topics I have on my shows is to help us to move towards wholeness. Why would you not want to present the best version of yourselves for your potential suitors or spouses or husband, wives? We are in these relationships. Why would you not want to do that? But unfortunately, many of us use relationships to avoid doing the work on ourselves, just keeping up drama and, you know, trying to finish or complete or have what wasn't given to them in the families that they've come out of due to deficiencies in their mothers and fathers, emotional deficiencies. All these issues that we have tend to play out in our romantic relationships. It's the last place that we want them to play out. But we're walking around with no awareness, and we don't care. You know, we don't care about it. We put on makeup. We try to make our bodies be strong, but we don't care anything about where we are spiritually, what we project, how we move. And so that's the reason why I have these shows. I have these types of shows to make us aware so that we can take care of ourselves internally, and it will manifest better in these relationships. So we must do the work, family. You are here to figure it out. You are here to evolve. I know you guys think you're here to have families and get married and to party and do all these things, and that's fine as long as you understand that you are here to grow and evolve. That's why you're here. And when we understand that, we present better versions of ourselves. We're easier to live with. We're easier to love because we're more loving. You know, but we got to care. We don't care. You know, and it's baffling to me. So this is why I have these types of shows. You know, we love talking about the big things, about the killings that go on. And, you know, we have serial killers and, you know, we got shooters coming in schools killing people. But we're, like, destroying our families from the inside out all the time without weapons because we don't understand, and we don't understand why we're here. We don't understand our purpose. So these shows are very important. Any show that I hear that helps people to evolve and grow is important. All right? We got to do better, family. Our kids are paying for it. Our families are paying for it. The earth is paying for it because we're out of balance. We don't care about being better. We want people to take us in and put up with our nonsense. And that's not what it's about. You know, broken relationships, broken homes, kids with our parents, we got to do better. So tonight, we're going to talk about another piece of it. There are many pieces. Tonight, we're going to talk about martyrs. Now, Ms. Lenny, are you there? Valerie?
All right, Valerie, unmute yourself. Okay, she is on the line. Hold on. All right, Terrence, hold on 1 second. Make sure the line is clear and okay. And, of course, y'all, we, you know, calling in. Everyone from Lagos, Nigeria, 516-453-9133. All you got to do is press 1 to join this wonderful conversation brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. And here is Valerie.
Hi. Ms. Lenny. Thank you. Hi.
What are you doing there?
Oh, gosh. I'm great. Sorry, I don't know what just happened, but here I am and so happy to be here.
I'm glad you're here. Now, we're gonna do this show tonight. We're going to talk about Martin. We're going to go on a little bit, and you're going to help me do this tonight. Are you ready to help me out, teacher?
Absolutely. I am ready. And can I just say one thing before we get into the nitty-gritty?
Yes.
And yeah. You got to remember what the purpose of knowing about this is. It's to be able to transcend and transform so that it's no longer your happiness, your joy, your relationship with the divine. So so the more you understand and own it, the easier it is to go beyond it. And whoops, yeah, so that's the thing that I want to say.
All right, so I'm going to hit some of the bullet points off of the sheet, and then, you know, we'll talk a little bit about it, and then we have another track from Brother O, okay, the Hall of Famer. All right? So
yeah. This
is what martyr does. This is what martyr does to you. How it distorts you. How it distorts you when you engage with it. It will twist and distort you. Number one, you'll be in arrogance and better than. Number two, you'll be stuck in being blindly stubborn, rock-hard stubbornness. Number three, you'll choose to be continuously righteous. Number four, you will prefer cheap shots of power over genuine power. You just want it instant. You just add water. You want to talk about that a little bit, Valerie? Help me break that down some more.
Yeah, sure. Well, none of that sounds good, does it? It's like, oh, no. But the continually righteous, the righteous indignation, one of the things about martyrs is that they're angry that the grand promise of life didn't go for them the way that they wanted it to go. And so holding on to that deep, deep grudge. Of course you're going to look for cheap shots of power over genuine power, because genuine power is working with life in the moment and moving toward what I talk to my clients about, an awesome, bright, or brilliant future. And you don't do that. You don't think about that when you're a martyr.
Right, right. All right, so states of being. States of being that martyrs live in. Number one, all martyrs are cowards. They will never reveal their hand. They won't talk about what's real. You might know me. You might know me, dismiss me, or laugh at me. Number two, all martyrs never trust themselves or you and are untrustworthy. They won't or can't keep their word or promise. Number three, they are always in a state of delusion. They are making you think they can be responsible, and they won't be.
Mm.
What do you think about that, Valerie?
Yeah, the martyrs are all bluster, and when push comes to shove, no, they won't stand up for what they really believe at all. And they are, you know, once upon a time, I was, another thing that a martyr will do, and you'll know, like, I have this expression, oh, like, when you're confused by somebody, I don't know what just happened. Oh, you just got hit by a martyr, as if, like, you're a deer in the headlights, and they're like a car barreling down at you. You don't see them coming, by the way. It's very... Right. It's very insidious. You don't, because, like, for instance, one time I was having a conversation with someone who did something hurtful to me, and I said, you know, what you did really hurt me, and she just pushed away from the table, stood up, and just went, I can't believe you're telling me this right now, and stormed out. And I went, what just happened? I was just telling her how hurt I was by what she did. They'll turn the tables on you, and
yes.
and you, yeah, it's a classic.
Yes. You're trying to be right. You're trying to be honest because you feel violated. You feel hurt by what they did, and they turn the tables on you, and they become the victim.
Exactly.
And we all, many of us relate to that. And some of this stuff, Valerie, this stuff is so, why is it so unconscious? That's what I want to know. Like, when I was reading this, I was like, wow, I got to look at myself. Like, I was thinking, like, man, I gotta do better. Like, you know, I don't wanna be this way. It's, you know, it makes you really look. Why is it so unconscious, you think?
Because it's what we're born into. Religion, family, culture. The fact that shame is so prevalent in how we operate, pain and suffering and struggle, which we'll see later on as you're going through this, it's what we're taught from the moment we are born, Karis.
Yes.
And
wow.
So you're born into it, like a fish is born into the water, right?
Yes. Yes, we're born into this type of thinking. It's in our fiber.
Yeah,
it's in our fiber.
Right. And you can't be in the water and not get wet. It's impossible.
Sound like a line from Parliament Funkadelic. I think we have a track next from Brother O, international legend Brother O. Brother O, what do you have for us?
Ooh.
This is the product of WBNN. This is your host, Know Your Rights. I'm your host, Terry Strength. Call in, Patty, 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. We have Valerie Lemmy. Valerie Lemmy is on board. Glad to have you. We're talking about your martyr. What is your martyr tonight? All right, Valerie. You're going to keep going. So
yeah, sure.
It has. Okay. It has far-reaching damage in your reality. You are living in a world of projections and absolutes. The child projects, and the adolescence has absolutes. Martyrhood keeps the child and adolescent in charge. They run your life and make your decisions, but poorly, and that produces the need for the negative ego. Someone has to be the responsible adult around here, and you're not willing to step up. You want to talk about that a little bit, Valerie?
Yeah. So when the child projects, it's like the monster underneath the bed, or, you know, what's the terrible thing around the corner that you can't see. And when we talk about the adolescents having absolutes, it's like, I can't go to school unless I have those pants, because if not, I'll die. And not like, you know, like I'll be shunned for a day, but I'll die. I won't want to live. It's absolute. It's so black and white. And becoming an adult is a choice. It doesn't just happen. We don't grow into adulthood. Basically, what happens to a lot of us is we stay in what we call the adaptive adolescent. So they're not going to really make good adult decisions. As long as they're in charge, you have a lot of reasons to feel sorry for yourself, because you're not going to do a good job. So really being the responsible spiritual adult is the way to clean all this up. And you go to your child and your adolescent, and you give them what they need in their reality for them to have happiness and a bright future.
So what I hear you saying is that we have a lot of adult children down here, Valerie, that will create.
It's true. How would you feel if you were going into brain surgery knowing that your brain surgeon might be an adaptive adolescent? I mean, he's still good at his job. But you think about that, right?
What you're saying is so real to me, because it's true. We have a lot of people who have college education, they have degrees, they have careers, and they're children. You know, they're children. Hell, I may be a kid. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like this thing is out of control. You know, education doesn't guarantee it. We have all this emotional stuff going on here, all these adult children. And it's just very, very difficult when you're in a relationship with somebody like that. It's very challenging, but it seems to be a high case of that. So martyrdom seems to have a lot to do with that.
Yeah.
Let me go to the next. You are constantly living in the past, and it's ever present, ever alive. Boss's office is like being called into the principal's office when you were younger. Number three. You are alienated from yourself. You don't have the foggiest idea of who you really are, what you want, or where you're going. Speak to that, Valerie.
That's a big one, isn't it? That's a big one. And you know what I think happens there is that you don't have a sense of self, because the anger and hurt and wounds are in the way. So you start to look to other people for your identity and the sense of belonging and community, which is lovely and wonderful. But if you don't know who you are, how can you be a functioning member of a community, right? And the one thing about martyrs is they don't think about the long-term future. They see only a couple of steps ahead of them. So that can be dangerous.
So they're just living day to day. They're just surviving day to day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Number four.
It's sort of. It's
you don't
it's
have.
Sort of try. Okay.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
I was just going. No, it's okay. Go ahead. You go. You keep going.
You don't have real, genuine fun and fulfillment. The major life's focus is to learn how to have fun, and that definition of fun must progress as you grow more mature. Six-year-old, 15-year-old, different fun. Boys, men, cars, girls, women, babies. Number five, martyrs are always anxious. Anxiety can do damage to your endocrine, physical, and mental states of being. Physically, tryptophan and other neurotransmitters and neuropeptides are released in too large a dose, and ongoing release of these chemicals will deplete your immune system. Immunodeficiency disease such as diabetes, candida, chronic fatigue syndrome, MS, MD, and rheumatoid arthritis. Mentally, it alters your brain's chemistry and therefore your capacity to think. Emotionally, it alters the emotional nervous system, the electromagnetic centers. It alters your capacity to feel. Wow. Wow.
I know, right?
I mean, man. Are you serious?
Yeah. Yes, very serious. Yeah. That's why when you first said it distorts you, it twists and distorts you. It also can lead to illness. Because remember, the martyrs are holding a grudge. And at the bottom of all martyrhood is anger at life or anger at God. It's really anger at God, but some people don't believe in God, so they'll say, I'm angry at just the way life turned out. So it's anger, and anger is an active emotion, and if you're suppressing it and holding on to it, it will wreak havoc in your body. So, yeah. Yeah, and why are they always anxious?
Yes, go ahead.
Because they know they're filled with anger, and they know they're not in step with the Creator and the creative flow. So they're always anxious about, and by the way, martyrs like to punish. They do like to punish, so they believe that life is punishing them.
Mm-hmm. So martyrdom is about punishment and anger. All martyrs, you wouldn't say all martyrs are this way, right? There are people that actually do sacrifice, right?
Well, sacrifice is an interesting point of view. Okay, let's look at Nelson Mandela, for example.
Yes.
I don't think I would call him a martyr. I would call him a tragic hero. He stood up for his belief, and he was willing to do whatever it took because he had a vision of the world that was better than the one he was in. That's a tragic hero, and we have too little of those in the world. That's not what martyrs do. That's not what martyrs do. They just hold on to the pain, their personal pain, and they don't want to change things for the better.
Mm-hmm. That's a very good point. Yeah, that's a very good point. Your analogy with Nelson Mandela is a very good point.
Yeah, that's true.
Let's have another track from Brother O. Brother, do you have another track for us while we kind of make this?
One would you choose, my brothers? If there was no day or night, which would you prefer to be right? How long have you hated your white teacher? Who told you you loved your black preacher? Do you respect your brother?
Luther's woman friend, and share with black folks not of kin. People must prove to the people
a better day is coming
for you and for me. With just a little bit more education
and love for our nation
would make a better society. Now some of us would rather cuss and make a fuss than to bring about a little trust. But we shall overcome, I believe, someday, if you'll only listen to what I have to say.
And how long have you had your white teacher?
Who told you you love your black preacher? Can you respect your brother's woman friend and share with black folks not of kin? I say now people must prove to the people
a better day is coming
for you and for me. With just a little bit more education
and love for our nation
would make a better society. And if you had a choice of colors, which one would you choose, my brothers? If there was no day or night, which would you prefer to be right? And if you had a choice of colors, which one would you choose, my brothers? If there was no day or night, which would you prefer to be right? If you had a choice of colors, which one would you choose, my brothers?
I like that track, brother. All right, this is the product of WBNN. This is Know Your Rights, and I'm your host, Terry Strength. We have Valerie Lemmy on with us this evening, and we're talking about martyrs. I think we have a caller in the queue. Caller, who am I speaking with this evening?
Hi, Terrence. This is Mo Gorman from Philadelphia. Hello, Valerie. Hey, Mo. How are you? I am great.
How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm calling, of course, to support your show, and I have to say your topic of martyrhood is very interesting. I dated a guy that used to switch up on me, and he was a punisher like Valerie described earlier. Mm-hmm. And the adaptive adolescent is extremely interesting to me. It sounds like many of us are kind of stuck there. Your thoughts?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. I've met a lot of them at work.
Yeah.
But anyway,
yeah,
I'm taking
right.
notes tonight. I know. I'm taking notes tonight, and thank you so much for the topic and a great show.
Yes,
we all need to be taking notes, really. So, Valerie, do you want to speak to what she's saying about the adult child that she was dating, or both of us?
Well, I just wanted to say, again, studying this is supposed to give us an understanding and awareness of what we don't want to do anymore and what it's like to be beyond this. That's when you get the love, the freedom, the autonomy, the authority, the individuality. You can actually be your own person finally. And if you stop punishing people that are close to you, like you'll see in a minute, you can't be a martyr anymore. So it's really like, what do you do? Well, you do have to go through a process. And, you know, not only myself, but Ty Kane, the, you know, originator of Future Visioning, we have a methodology for getting first ourselves primarily and then other people out of this state of being. So there's hope here. You know, it's kind of hard sometimes to shine the flashlight on something that's so negative. And,
right.
But there's always the hope that then, yes, I can forgive myself. I can recognize, I can acknowledge where I am a martyr. I can forgive myself, and then I can change.
Yes. So much for that response, Valerie. You're awesome.
No, thank you. You too, Mo.
When is your next show, Mo?
My show is on May 19th, and we'll be discussing healing the mother wound. We'll be taking a look at the divine feminine.
Okay, great. That's a good show. It's great. All right, so let's keep going with this martyr thing. So martyrs live with great deals of frustration, constantly below the surface. The changes you undergo seem to undo themselves. They don't last. The book I read, the workshop I took, the new technique I tried, success begins to diminish or undo, or even if they don't, you're insecure about holding on to what you've gotten. So just scared, a lot of anxiety. No matter what, it's not good enough. Martyrhood is exhausting and tiring, and you and life gets blurred and out of focus. Number two, you will punish people closest to you. The closer they are, the more punishment they get. You will punish the people you love the most or the people closest in proximity. And this was a big one for me, Valerie.
Because
I don't think everyone, I don't know, I didn't look at it that way. You don't realize how you're inconveniencing and punishing yourself or the people you care about. You know,
well,
that's a big one.
Right. It is a big one. And we have this expression, you love the people, you hurt the people you love the most, right? This is, and people go around saying that. Yeah, you people you love the most. And I have a friend right now who's going through a time of, you know, struggle and fear, having an operation soon, and just all these little things going wrong. And when I talk to her now, she will take a bite. She bites. And then I'll walk in and she'll look at me and she'll just go, I am so sorry. And she'll cry because I'm so sorry. I go, hey, I understand. And I will even speak to it. I'll go, look, I get it. I just want you to know that I really love you, but you're making it hard. You're making it hard for me to want to be around you. But thank you for the apology. That helps a lot. Mostly martyrs won't apologize. Or they will, but then they'll do it again.
Right, right. You can't stop this and stay a martyr. You project the broken promise onto that person near you now. You try to patch up the holes in your wall, keeping love out and keeping your love in. The plaster is punishment. So it's a lot of punishing going on with martyrs. So they're so angry at not being understood, not being respected or appreciated. It's constant punishment, and it's under the surface.
Yeah.
It's covert.
It is covert, yes.
Yeah, wow, this is deep. This is deep. Martyrs end up with the dark side of success. You can be successful and be a martyr, of course, or the world would have never progressed forward. Martyrhood can keep you from succeeding, but it's not its sole function. It's not its sole function.
Right.
You're successful.
In other words.
Yes. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say there, yeah, martyrhood is about struggle and suffering and punishment, but you could still be successful. It's just you're going to be worn to the bone in the process. You're going to get sick. You're going to be ill. There's going to be a lot of frustration and trial. That's not the way we're supposed to grow. We're supposed to grow through joy, and most people in the world don't know that. We're just learning this. I just found out about this new way of being 12 years ago. It completely revolutionized my life. Am I perfect at it? No. Am I good at it? Some days, yes, really good at it. It depends on the minute. But I know what's in the way.
Yeah, but see, just you being honest about it, and again, I was talking on the beginning of the show about us caring about trying to be better. It's doing this type of work and going deep that allows us to be better. Don't you think, Valerie?
There's a famous saying by the poet Robert Frost, the way out is through. So the only way to get out of something is to go through it. You can't go around it. You can't go under it or over it. You have to go through it. And understanding is what leads to compassion and the, oh, now I see. Now I see that not only am I hurting myself, I'm hurting other people. Wow. Okay. Something's got to give here.
And that's it's so interesting when I was reading that, because I was like, we all live in it. Like we all know martyrs, and we know we know how angry we get. You know what I mean? You could just feel the manipulation. It's almost like you can't tell where it's coming from now, but you just feel like you're being manipulated. It's really deep in that spot tonight. It's weird. It's like it's covert, and you know it's happening. And it just keeps you upset, you know, depending on how severe it is or not. All right, let's have another track from Brother O. Brother O, from our Hall of Famer. What you got for us? WBNN, this is Know Your Rights, and I'm your host, Tara Strength. We have Valerie Lemmy with us tonight. We're talking about your martyr tonight. Call in family, 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. And, of course, this is brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. I think we have caller two in the queue. Caller two, who am I speaking with? Hello, caller.
Hi, caller number two.
Yes, hey, this is Brother Cliff. And this topic is just blowing my mind right now. Basically, we celebrated mortars and we celebrated all the things that are wrong. Recently, a lot of things that are going and happening, it's like it's at everyone else's cost.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times, even though they're celebrating the mortar, but the mortar is sacrificing us all. So it's more of it's really like it's enlightening to hear these different types of viewpoints on this, because that at the end of the day it's just that people manipulate and they use and they, you know, abuse or they just take advantage, and there's no, you know, they don't feel as though that they're responsible. So
right.
I just wanted to put that out there. This is Coach Cliff, a.k.a. the Transporter. Shout out to Brother Sunni, Big O, Chinchilla, and the Philly crew. But, yeah, definitely, this is a powerful, powerful topic, and it's on so many
good
different angles. But at the end of the day, it's one common point. It's at everyone else's consequence. And no responsibility. It definitely isn't. One out.
That's, when is your next one of our hosts on here? When is your next show?
Terrence. He's just a wonderful, conscientious supporter of Know Your Rights, and we love the brother.
Outstanding. And he's absolutely right.
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely on point. I mean, I'm definitely on board. Love you guys.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks for calling in. Please call in again, please. I want to speak to what he was talking about. I want to ask you, so these traits, like, you know, a martyr, or having a parent or two that's a martyr, what types of traits does it cause in the children? Like, what does it create in terms of offspring, family members, like children being raised by someone like that uses that to get control or manipulate? What does it cause, potentially?
Complete and total confusion. Emotionally, mentally, it's a manipulative, because like you said, you don't see it coming. The victim, the straight, you know, vanilla victim, well, you know where they stand. And even the bully. Okay, that person's a bully. I know who they are. Not pleasant. Neither is the victim. You want to steer clear of both of those types of people. But the
right
martyr looks like they're your friend, looks like they are supporting you. And then they literally, it's like being stabbed in the back, or when they go to shake your hand, they have a razor blade in their hand. And so there's a lot of little comments and So, there's one thing that I want to say. Once upon a time, and your last caller is so correct, we used to venerate martyrhood. It was considered a wonderful thing to sacrifice, to lay down your, you know, life for something. We thought martyrhood was a wonderful thing until 9/11. And when 9/11 happened, those pilots, they were cowardly martyrs. They didn't announce, we're going to war with you. They did it stealthily. They pretended to be something. And look what they did. They took innocent people down with them.
Yes.
That is when martyrhood came out of the closet, so to speak, for all of mankind.
That's a very good point, Valerie. You're right. You're right about that. Yeah, you're right about that. It's so. This is great that we talk about this. It's so stealthy. I'm going to read some more of what we have here. Martyrs end up with the dark side of success. You can be successful and be a martyr, of course, or the world would have never progressed forward. Martyrhood can keep you from succeeding, but it's not its sole function. Your success will never be satisfying, never enough. Made money, got to make more, got to make more. You're afraid it's going to be taken away. It consumes you and you don't feel grateful. Afraid of people asking you for help, of unfair or incriminating exposure, vulnerability and visibility will come true. Fear of jealousy or attack will haunt you the whole time. Speak to that, Valerie.
Well, yes. And when it's saying afraid of people asking you for help, oh, here, got money now, you're successful, help me, I'm not, you know. So you'll create that because we do. Beliefs create reality, not the other way around. So if you have these twisted or distorted beliefs, if you've suffered and struggled or sacrificed to make your money, you know, you can be afraid of keeping it. That's a terrible thing. There's the anxiety in a different way. That's the anxiety from a martyr who has something, so afraid that life is going to take it away.
Mm-hmm.
I also like when you said you don't feel grateful. Gratitude is an incredible emotion that comes from rejoicing and receiving all the blessings and the bounty of the universe. Martyrs don't go around doing that. They don't celebrate their success. They don't have the time. Their nose is to the grindstone, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I think we have another track by Brother O, DJ Legend Brother O. Brother O, what you got for us?
Thank you.
We're talking about martyrs tonight, family. Call in 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. Call in to share your stories of martyrs you may know or the martyr you're trying to deal with within yourself, a call-in family. We have Valerie Lemmy on with us. She's helping us to go over this and to explore and to be more aware. This is a powerful show. All right, I'm going to read some more. It will blur and pollute your desires, dreams, and destiny. It pollutes and depletes your imagination. You can have a vivid imagination, but not far-reaching. I think we have a caller three in the queue. Caller three, who am I speaking with?
Hi, peace and blessings, Brother Terrence. This is Sister Betsy, the truther.
Sister Betsy, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing wonderful, and I'm enjoying your show on martyrdom.
Yes,
I wanted to say that I always knew that I would, if I had to, I would give my life for freedom and truth. And I took a lot of times to adjust myself to that feeling. And we often have forgotten the martyrs like Malcolm X, Phil Valentine, Martin Luther King. It's many martyrs that we do not hear of. The children are not taught in school about these martyrs. And also, with them taking the books out of school, they're defeating the purpose of these young people being better people, are better, have better character. So when they take the books off of the shelves, we will lose a lot of memories of those that came before us. And I just want to thank you for bringing this subject to the table, and thank you for your guests. And my show is on May the 26th.
Great. So I want to make a comment about what Sister Betsy said, Valerie. Do you consider King and them in that way that we're talking about? I mean, certainly they were killed.
No. Martyrs are here. Martin Luther King had a very vivid imagination, and it was very far-reaching. He saw something that no one else saw, and then he inspired other people to see it. And he did it in a way, for the most part, that was nonviolent, that had nothing to do with harming and punishing other people. So I don't think he's a good example of a martyr. I think he is, again, what I said, the tragic hero. Why was he killed? Because we live in a martyr world, where if someone rises up with a vision that is supposed to do something to help people, let's shoot them down. That's the martyr.
Right.
The martyr was the person who shot him.
Yes. And I want to make that distinction for our listening audience, the difference between the two, because I think a lot of us get caught up in just the martyrs that, you know, people sacrificing or whatever, and it gets twisted up a little bit. I want to make that distinction. But I want to thank Sister Betsy. Definitely want to thank Sister Betsy for calling in on that. That's a very good point. I'm going to finish reading and move towards trying to wrap this up. It will blur and pollute your desires, dreams, and destiny. It pollutes and depletes your imagination. You can have a vivid imagination, but not far-reaching. It depletes your generating and sustaining energy. Generating energies are trust, gratitude, value, and happiness. I love that. I love that.
Yeah.
Generating energies are trust, gratitude, value, and happiness. And the greatest is trust because that produces the other three. The sustaining energies are ownership, discipline, intimacy, and love. And the greatest of these, love, because it generates the other three. That's powerful. You will be ambivalent toward your spirituality, which is your relationship with the God, Goddess, and all that it is. As a martyr, you are angry at God, shaking your fist at him, proclaiming, you did this to me. And on the other hand, longing for a close relationship. Again, two trains on the collision course. So give up and don't care anymore. Wow. Wow, Valerie.
Yeah, that is a wow. That's a wow.
Go ahead.
Yeah, the reason why this is really a wow is because just today I literally uttered those words to someone. I was saying that at one point I had this really funny thing happen where my phone was just on SOS. I couldn't get internet, like, you know, my 5G. It was just on SOS, stuck in SOS. So I'm thinking, well, this is a cosmic message, right, I'm creating. So I go over to Xfinity, and it took them an hour and a half. And they had my phone for at least 45 minutes, and I had nothing to do but just sit there. And all of a sudden, I was realizing, oh, my God, I have rage. I have this rage against life, and it was coming up. So I was, okay, let me let this go. Let me tell God how angry I am at him for the way life is working out, not just for me, but the whole planet these days. And all of a sudden, there was my longing to have a relationship with him. And so I'm like, oh, you know, I'm mad at you, but I want a close relationship. And that just happened to me today. So
it sounds like the relationship that we have with our parents a lot of times, right? The parents that may not be where we need emotionally, and we're angry about it, but we're the whole time we're longing for it, right? So we feel rejected.
Yes. Here's a great one, and I was thinking of this today too. One time, my father reprimanded my sister, and she started crying, and she went around the house to try to find somebody to comfort her, and she couldn't find anybody, so she finally just went back to my father and wanted him to hug her. So it's like, there you go. It's kind of funny, right?
That's what happens.
Yeah, right.
We have another track, my brother. Oh, brother, what you got for us?
I just want to ask a question. Who really cares? Save a world in despair. Who really cares? There'll come a time when the world won't be singing.
When the world won't be singing,
Flowers won't grow,
no.
Bells won't be ringing. Who really cares? Who is willing to try? To save a world that is destined to die. When I look at the world, it fills me with sorrow. Children today, really suffer tomorrow. Oh, what a shame.
What a shame.
Such a bad way to
Such
live.
Such a bad way to live.
Who is to blame?
Who is to blame?
We can't stop
when
living.
When we can't stop living. Oh, oh.
Live.
Live.
Live for life.
Life. But let's live, everybody.
Live life for the children.
Live life for the children. Oh, for the children.
See, let's save the children. Let's save all the children.
But who really cares? Who's willing to try? Yeah, to save our world. Yeah, save our sweet world. Save a world that is destined to die.
Well, we hope that Mr. Terrence Trent didn't fall out in the spirit there. You know, I'm hearing Marvin Gaye, he didn't fall out in the spirit, y'all. Yeah!
He just ended. It threw me off for a second. Caller 4, who do we have? Who am I speaking with?
Yo, this is Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers. Represent from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia. Where your grandmom got the same landline from 1967, and she still don't know how to Google. What's good?
How you doing? How you doing?
Oh, man, everything y'all here, it's gracious today, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, Clef One is hang line through the city, you know what I'm saying? Building bricks and standing sticks as usual, you know what I mean? Dodging the madness out here in the wilderness. You feel what I'm saying to you? But, yo, before I tell you anything, right? Before I tell you anything, right? You know Clef One is out here on every third Wednesday of the month, you know what I'm saying? Woo Wednesday of the month, you know what I mean? Shout out to the Glaciers of Ice out here. You feel what I'm saying? We keep the Wu-Tang money all up in the family. You know what I mean?
Yes.
But I wanted to say something about this Martre Dome thing here, if that's okay. Now, and I'm going to say this, right, because what people don't know about this here. We all crying, hooting and howling about these kids getting murdered out here. You see what I'm saying? Now, nothing is wrong, right about this. We all know that this comes from the hands of evil. However, when the hands of evil are serving evil, they're serving evil to people who called evil upon themselves. Now, unfortunately, these children do not call evil upon themselves. However, there are parents who call evil upon themselves. And then children are murdered. You see what I'm saying? However, we all know that an individual was not responsible or accountable for their actions. There's three people who are not accountable for their actions. Firstly, the child before they reach the age of puberty. Secondly, the person who sleep until he becomes awake. And thirdly, the person who's insane until he becomes sane. These are the three different people who are accountable for their actions and speech and will be on their scale to be judged on the day of judgment. However, the child who was murdered before this time of theirs to be responsible for their accountable things, you know, in the act of them being murdered or being harmed in any kind of way in where they lose their lives, verily, people, this is considered martyrdom here. The purest form of it, where a child that loses his life in its purity, in the state purity form, is granted the paradise. You know what I'm saying? Granted the paradise. Verily, this is martyrdom. So check this out, people. Know this, again, these children are getting murdered and all that kind of stuff when these young boys, you know what I'm saying, they got the guns shooting up the Chinese store and riding off on four-wheelers, you know what I'm saying? They going to get what they're accountable for. However, the children that loses their lives gain the entrance of the paradise due to martyrdom. I'm Clever One half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where your kids is bad as hell, but you can't beat them because they going to call DHS on you themselves. Check your satellites.
Oh, goodness. Thanks for calling me, Clever One. Thanks for calling us. thanks for those comments. Caller 5, who am I speaking with?
Hi, this is Tiana Speaks. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Tiana?
Good. It's good to hear your show. Very interesting. I absolutely love all the topics that are, you know, that I heard, things that you talked about. I wanted to say something, but then you touched on something else, and I'm like, nope, I'm going to talk about that. She said something about, you know, being angry with God, and you guys mentioned parenting. There were times in my life where, you know, I didn't have the best, like, childhood growing up, and I used to just question, like, why? And I used to look at my friends, and just the simple fact of them being in their parents' room when they weren't home and watch TV, I'm like, wow, I wonder what that feels like. And even now as an adult, sometimes I see things, and I'm like, wow, I wonder what that's like, and I don't know, even as an adult. So there's times that I know you're not supposed to question God, but there's times I'm questioning, like, why didn't I get to experience that? But as I got a little bit older, I also realized the same people who have a close relationship with their parents don't have the knowledge that I have. And I'm not saying I know everything, but I have one of my parents who equipped me with certain knowledge that is going to take me further in life, the things that other people have no awareness about that's going on this earth that's coming. And I definitely would take that over. But there are times that I didn't say I was angry, but just like, why? Just questioning why? And I just, like, when you guys mentioned that, it just made me just remember all of that. And I wanted to touch on manipulation really quickly. The thing is, in my life, there's times that I know for a fact, there's one individual who manipulated me so bad, and I didn't realize it until I had a conversation with my friend. They didn't tell me, but it's something that they said that triggered me to actually study manipulation and narcissism. And I'm like, man, I looked around me, and I'm like, wow, this person's manipulating me. This person, I didn't know. I really didn't know. And now it's great when you come into the knowledge of somebody manipulating you. Sometimes I just sit back and let them talk and think that I don't know what's going on and what they're saying to me. It's like, okay, you think I'm stupid, but I'm just going to let you talk, see how far you go. If you learn about manipulation, it could absolutely change your life, because in speech, anybody you're dealing with, whether it be a relationship, family, or work, it will absolutely change your life, because you'll recognize the words that people use against you, and it will actually alter your life completely, because you know where to keep people or how far to keep them away from you or not even deal with them, period. Or you can choose to go, sometimes I go the route to call it out, because some people are so naturally manipulative that they don't even realize it. And I always try to figure out, when I meet the person, I always try to figure out, where is the source? Like, do they really know? Is it something that a trait that they've inherited from their parents? Is it a trait that they've just naturally been that way because maybe they've been hurt and it's just naturally been around so many people that this is their disposition? Like, so sometimes I feel like we're putting people's lives to make them aware of their behavior, but then there's also people who are so comfortable that they don't want to change. They're very aware of it. So but I really enjoy your topics, you know, when you have your shows. And I want to thank you guys for all of the great information both of you are giving. It's been absolutely awesome. My next show is June. Sorry, go ahead. You want to say something?
No, I was just saying thank you. And I was going to ask you when was the next show. Yep.
Oh, okay. June 2nd is my next show. So okay. It's The Power of Books, Tiana Speaks, 9:30 p.m.,
Thank you, Tiana. Thank you for those comments. And you're absolutely right. Manipulation is something else. It's very, very powerful. Martyrdom is very covert. So thank you for those comments and thank you for those kind words. Next caller in the queue, caller 6. Who am I speaking with?
You're speaking to Mr. Boston, baby.
How are you doing, Mr.?
I told you I was gonna sneak over here and visit your show, man, step in. You know I'm on a job, so you already know I'm stepping in to see what's going on over here, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Yes.
So I just had to check in on you, bro.
Good. We're talking about martyrs tonight. I'm sure many of us have martyr stories.
Okay. Talk about Marcus. Okay. All right. Okay.
Yes.
Clue me in on what so far that happened.
No, well, I have a guest, Valerie Lemmy. She's on here, and we're talking about what martyrs are and what they do and the manipulation that's involved and the martyr in us. So we're talking about what is a martyr. And that's what the show is about.
Okay.
Yes. So.
Oh, I hear you. I hear you, man. You know, we could all be martyrs, but we still alive walking around. You know what I'm saying? We can't be walking around like that, but you know what it is. We go out and we do what we're supposed to do. And we end up in our demise, and sometimes they raise us up higher than what we're supposed to be, and we're only doing what we was chosen to do in this world. You know what I'm saying? And then we end up either dying for some reason, or and then they lift us up, and we become those martyrs, like they say. We become martyrs, and why? Why do we become martyrs? Because we left a legacy behind that everybody should follow on to and continue that legacy of that person that became that martyr, like King, Malcolm X, you know, those people. You know what I'm saying? We just got to keep it. We got to keep it moving. We got to keep it growing and stay with it and stick with it. You know what I'm saying? To carry that legacy on. That's all.
All right. So that's one form. We kind of call them heroes, but that's one form. But listen, Mr. Boston, thanks for calling in and supporting the show. I appreciate it. I appreciate your poetry. All right?
Of course. But y'all stay tuned, because I think my show is on the 15th of the month. Y'all come through,
yeah.
Mr. Boston and the Boston Chronicle, and you know you got Brother O on the turntable, so you know what I'm saying. Y'all come through, man, and get this music in and get this poetry in, and y'all come through and just enjoy the show. I got somebody special coming, so y'all make sure y'all come. All right? And Mr. Boston, let Mr. Boston run the Boston Chronicles all damn day. You know what I'm saying? Bye.
Yes. All right. But thank you for calling in. All right, so we're gonna wrap this up. I want to read this last piece, and we're going to give our final thoughts to Valerie and end the show. Your past is always brought into the present. Your negative and limiting beliefs, comparison, competition, hidden agendas, failure and pain, fear and insecurity are your backdrop. And that's martyrs, family. That's martyr. Valerie, thanks for joining us.
Yeah.
What are your final thoughts, Valerie?
My final thoughts are, again, that I want to make this distinction between a tragic hero and the kind of martyr that we're talking about. We're not talking about people who want to go and change the world and move it toward a better future. I believe those people are heroes and should be known as that.
I agree.
Yeah. And so this is about the hurt and the separation from the part of ourselves that really is divine, that really is the God or the goddess inside of us. You can't get there when you stay in. And here's some of the things that martyrs feel. They feel unappreciated. They feel judged wrongly and treated poorly, saddled with unbearable problems and unsolvable, you know, situations, misunderstood. Mm-hmm. So I don't think the people who have moved life forward for communities have even cared about some of that stuff. They just did what they needed to do. They did become their individual. Hey, I think they had trust. I think they had value. I think they had ownership. And I think they had love. And you can't have those when you're a martyr.
No. No. Valerie, excellent as always. Thanks for joining the show.
You.
Yes.
Yeah.
And how can people contact you if they want to? You want to put your digits out there or something?
Yeah. Thank you, Terrence. I have a website called yourbrilliantfuture.com. All one word, yourbrilliantfuture.com. They can reach me through that website.
Okay. You can reach Valerie Lemmy through her website, yourbrilliantfuture.com. She's outstanding. And she's helping
Thank
me right
you.
Now. So this is it, Brother O.
People moving out, people moving in. Why? Because of the color of the skin.
Run, 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 but you sure can't hide.
An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. Vote for me and I'll set you free.
Rap on, brother, rap on.
Well, the only person talking about love and brother is the preacher. And it seems nobody's interested in learning but the teacher. Segregation, determination, demonstration, integration, aggravation to many, obligation to my nation. Go, go, go!
job destruction, tax deduction.
City inspectors, bill collectors,
all cold in the wind, population out of hand.
Suicide, too many bills, hippies moving to the hills. People all over the world are shouting in the war.
And the band played on.
Song came out. Imagine, you know, taxes rising, gas prices rising, food prices rising. It's the same game, guys. That's what the soundtrack is all about tonight. That's why I started with war. What is it good for? Absolutely nothing. You know what I mean? If you didn't get a chance to hear the live show tonight, tell somebody, tell a friend to be able to hear all of our shows right here on the one and only Beverly Nation. Congratulations to the 2022 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting enshrinee, Mr. Terrence Strength, on his 52nd Beverly Nation WBN All-Time Connection Record and his 12th consecutive with the Darlene Lawrence Championship, honoring our late, great Hall of Famer tonight. So proud, first championship of this week, and we got more championships to go. So we'll see how the work goes and how the end is going to be. And, of course, all the folks that support us on the constant around the world, thank you so much. We appreciate everything you do on a constant basis. And, of course, our wonderful commissioner tuned in tonight, and she's very, very well pleased with this show tonight. Chichilla J, the good doctor, the 2022 WNN Host of the Year, the Anna Waddell Award recipient. And, of course, tomorrow night we come right back on these outstanding Beverly Nation opportunities with Ava Holly and, of course, our wonderful casual chat, 9:30 Eastern, daylight time right here on WBNN. We have advertising tools, Go See Time, Multimedia, Pinterest, Google, Instagram, and Twitter at @Ngozi_time. Ola Dali Malewa and Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments, suggestions, our wonderful program tonight? Ole Day Lay Down and Goes with my gmail.com, and I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Ola Dali Malewa and Ngozi, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis. How long have I been saying that? To my friend, Vanessa from New Orleans. Yes, I know you were going to bed and wanted to hear me say that. Mwah. What a big girl. And now back to the 2022 National Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting enshrinee, Mr. Terrence Strength, tonight.
Thank you, brother. I want to thank my outstanding guest, Valerie Lemmy, helping me out as usual with her knowledge and her insight on these topics. I want to thank my listening audience for allowing me to speak my truth and allowing me to hopefully impact your lives in some ways that helps to move the needle towards expansion. I will see you guys in 4 weeks. Thank you. Tell somebody you love them, and I will see you guys in 4 weeks. Good night.
Ah!